Welcome to the Science of Parenting, a podcast dedicated to sharing scientific information with parents. I'm Lori Hayings, Human Sciences Specialist, Family Life, at Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Helicopter and stealth bomber parents, invasive parenting, hyper-parenting, over-parenting, free-range parenting, slow parenting, simplicity parenting, and under-parenting. All those parenting words. These descriptors really do seem to be extreme and even polarized on an opposite continuum. It's no wonder that, as parents, we are often left dazed and wondering, well, which parenting style am I and which type should I be? Most parenting information has even historically focused on a one-size-fits-all approach. On the Science of Parenting blog, we typically discuss parenting from a science or research-based perspective. But this month's topic will also touch on what we like to call the art of parenting. We will discuss the importance of tailoring our parenting style to each child's temperament. A study on temperament and parenting completed at the University of Washington, led by Kara Kiff, Ph.D., and Liliana Lengua, Ph.D., emphasized fine-tuning, or personalizing, your parenting approach to meet your child's needs. This approach can help the parent be very effective, and in last month's blog, we called this concept goodness of fit. Parenting styles do affect kids. Kiff and Lengua found that parents, especially mothers of children ages 9 to 12, whose mother had parenting styles that best matched their temperament, had half as many depression and anxiety symptoms. So, what does personalizing your parenting approach look like? If you have a child who has high impulse control and is able to handle upset emotions, this child might do better with a more hands-off approach. He actually may experience anxiety by an overly micromanaging parent. But if your child is off at the other end of the scale, micromanaging might be extremely helpful in order for the child to be successful in meeting their goals. So, a kid who's more impulsive and less focused needs more guidance from parents and actually will experience less anxiety. The researchers say it's not about changing the rules for each child, but learning when to step in and when to step out as we teach them to follow the rules. The more we can be in tune with our child's needs, the more effective we can be in creating and finding that goodness of fit. So what are the takeaways from this research? Well, step back, observe, and assess your child's temperament. What parenting approach works best with your child's unique temperament? The secret formula to parenting is really one that each parent needs to find for themselves. It's not in a book or on a website, and setting aside time to get you to know your child is really the secret. So join us this month as we share differences in the way that we parent our children. We would love for you to share what works for you.
The Science of Parenting is a podcast of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach.